from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. November 11th, the day the nation stops every year to remember those who serve. ABC's Vic Ratner is at Arlington National Cemetery.
In crisp fall weather, Vice President Joe Biden laid the traditional wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns and paid tribute to the veterans that he called the heart and the soul and the spine of our nation.
Millions of you who gave service, limb and sometimes life, fulfilling your oath to this nation and to all of us, we owe you.
Before the ceremonies, the vice president had veterans from Iraq, Afghanistan, and the country's other wars to breakfast at the White House. Vic Ratner, ABC News, Washington.
You're listening to ABC News.
All right. Thank you so much for spending the time with us.
Hey, well, thank you, Ron.
Always a pleasure. And I thought we would close out the show with something different. You know our friend Joshua Kors, and he has been working so hard on behalf of veterans who wind up coming back to the United States with injuries and then are treated with contempt by the Veterans Administration and by the government itself. And this being Veterans Day, I thought we'd check in with him. Hey, Josh.
Great to speak with you, Ron. I wanted to give you guys good news. Last time I was on the show, we had audio clips from the congressional hearing where Sergeant Luther testified about being tortured into signing documents saying his mortar fire wounds were caused by a pre-existing condition. Well, those video clips are now up and ready on my website, joshuacoors.com. So anyone that was horrified by the audio clips definitely owes it to themselves to watch Sergeant Luther testifying before the committee.
And also watch the reaction of some of the congresspeople or some of the questions. There was this one congressperson, I forget the guy's name, but it was contemptible the way he talked about it.
Yes, in the clips you'll see Steve Booyer, Republican from Indiana, yelling at Sergeant Luther for sullying the name of the Army when really he was just talking about how he was stuck inside a closet for over a month under enforced sleep deprivation until he signed the documents. Horrifying stuff. I also just wanted to pass off a general message to the audience, how to mark Veterans Day. I think the one thing that members of the Bay Area should do is look at themselves and think about the military families in their life, their neighbors, their friends. Ask themselves this one question: what can I do to chip in to their lives, to make their lives easier this year?
There are many. Give some suggestions. I mean, the obvious one that comes to me is just donate some money, but go beyond that.
Oh, much more. You know, a lot of these soldiers have to go to the VA for medical care. Who's going to babysit their kids? Some of these veterans are too wounded to mow their lawn. Maybe you could pitch in and mow the lawn. If you talk to the families, you talk to their wives, you talk to their children, there are ways that anybody can chip in. It's not just donating to charities. It's being there on an everyday basis.
Joshua, I'm working on this presumption that people who listen to us have heard us before and the like, but encapsulate what your research has been doing. I mean, you have exposed a horrible, horrible scar on the military, and we're doing all we can to make people listen. So explain precisely what you've been doing.
Well, I've been looking into fraudulent personality disorder discharges. This is an ongoing problem in the military, where the military, across all four branches, is pressing soldiers who've been physically wounded in Afghanistan and Iraq to sign these phony documents saying they had a pre-existing condition and thus weren't eligible for benefits. So many of your listeners know that phrase, pre-existing condition, from the healthcare wars. Well, for military soldiers, it means no disability pay, a lifetime of no medical care like other wounded soldiers, and they have to give back a chunk of their signing bonus so that right now, on the day of their discharge, thousands of wounded soldiers from Iraq and Afghanistan are finding out they actually owe the Army several thousand dollars.
It's just horrible. Has President Obama done anything to try and rectify this situation?
Well, as we talked about in the Senate, he put forward a bill to halt all personality disorder discharges. That's how concerned he was several years ago. But now from the White House, all he's done is placed a statement to the senators who wrote to him and said, I'm still concerned. I think on Veterans Day, so many of these military families know concern doesn't always lead to action.
No, concern doesn't. Can you push the president? I mean, obviously you can send emails and the like, but Has he been publicly confronted with any question about this?
I don't think he has. You know, next time he comes on your show, you said you were going to ask him. I think.
Yeah,
right
he
now,
also said he'd come as soon as he got in, and he hasn't been here yet, so maybe so a bit of a wait.
He's broken a promise to you and to the military community. You know, I think the most important thing right now is public awareness. We spoke before about the Facebook page started by readers of my series in The Nation, Stop Personality Disorder Discharges for Our Wounded Soldiers. You can find the congressional video there as well. What can people do for Veterans Day? They can watch this video. They can send it to their friends. They can ask them to send it to theirs. On this one Veterans Day, let's make sure soldiers like Sergeant Luther don't go silent.
And what we'll also do is make sure that we put it on the KGO Radio website so that anybody who's listening can have easy access to it. They don't have to remember anything except to go to KGO Radio.
That's fantastic. The more this can get out there, the more it has a chance to go viral, the more it has a chance to make a difference in Washington.
You make a major, major difference, and I'm sure there are some veterans that would not be happy were it not for you and the work you've done. So I applaud you for that, and a very happy Veterans Day.
Happy Veterans Day to you too, Ron.
Thank you, Joshua Kors.